and with what it says in this morning's newspapers, over to Fiona Kelly.
There are a disparate selection of stories carried on your front pages this morning. A picture of Rishi Sunak shaking hands with King Charles during an audience at Buckingham Palace when he was officially invited to become Britain's new Prime Minister features on the front of the Irish Times. And alongside that picture, Harry Magee writes from London about the broad-based cabinet which the new Prime Minister appointed yesterday. One man who held on to his job, Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris, is pictured on the front of the Belfast Telegraph. Although Simon Coveney is quoted welcoming his reappointment in the Times, the Telegraph takes the line that hopes that a Christmas election can be avoided are fading after Mr. Heaton-Harris's reappointment. The Irish Independent leads today with the new draft laws on working from home, which are expected to be published by December. The family of Elaine Flannery, who died of cervical cancer in 2014, is pictured on the front of today's Irish Examiner following yesterday's High Court hearing in which a €675,000 settlement was made without any admission of liability. What harm would it have done for the HSE to have said a simple sorry? The question posed by Elaine's son Eamon in the statement he read out yesterday provides Anne O'Loughlin with the opening line of her lead story this morning. While the Irish Daily Star leads today with the shooting which took place in Tralee yesterday, the Irish Daily Mail leads with the story which was carried on the Star's front page yesterday morning about a visit which Fianna Fáil TD Eamon O'Queeve paid to Jonathan Dowdall in prison in 2020. The Mail quotes Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue and Justice Minister Helen McIndoe defending Mr. O'Queeve's visit to Jonathan Dowdall, who was jailed earlier this month for his role in facilitating the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in 2016. Cork publican Michael O'Donovan is quoted welcoming the plan to extend opening hours in the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. Mr. O'Donovan says that the earlier opening time of 10:30 will be a boost to rural pubs on Sundays because it will attract crowds on their way to GAA matches. The GAA also features in the lead story in the Irish News, where it reports that the new broadcast rights deal announced yesterday will mean that BBC Northern Ireland will show the All-Ireland football and hurling finals. Elsewhere this morning, new laws to criminalise hate speech are to include transgender people and those with a disability. That's on the front of the Times. Councillors in Cork have asked for more consideration to be given to how graveyards will store ashes in newly constructed cavity walls as a pilot project gets underway in Bantry. That's in The Examiner. And finally, The Examiner gives front page coverage to the sad news that after 3 decades, Kirkadurka, the theatre company that launched the careers of Cillian Murphy and Enda Walsh, is to close. Writer Kevin Barry is quoted in Des O'Driscoll's article remembering how Kirkadurka sent out the message to anyone with creative ambition in Cork in the 1990s that you didn't need to be in London or New York to produce world-class work, and you certainly didn't need to be in Dublin. You could do it from a small, wet, southern city, and it was actually the very local textures and voices that could lift and distinguish the work.